Welcome back to the Daily Dose. My name's Luke. And in this series, we're talking about what does it mean to be a Christian? We talked last time about how it means you get a relationship with Jesus, who's like nobody else. But here's the other thing that it means. It means that you now have a way to deal with your guilt and your shame. All of us experience guilt and shame. That sense that we fall short. We fall short of whatever the standard is that someone else sets for us. Maybe it's a standard that the Bible would set for us. Maybe it's even the standard we would set for ourselves. And so a lot of us walk around just kind of carrying a sense of that we don't measure up, that we can't do what we know we're supposed to do. Related to that is that a lot of us feel shame, this sense that we are unclean, that we're unworthy, that we are kind of ugly in the sight of ourselves or in the sight of other people or even in the sight of God. And we medicate that guilt and that shame. We try to deal with it in lots of different ways that don't work. But the scripture tells us that if we will come to Christ, that Christ is the one who has dealt with our guilt and with our shame. And so here's what it says in Isaiah 53, starting in verse 3. This is a prophecy. This actually was prophesied 700 years before the events actually took place. But it's talking about Jesus on the cross. And here's what it says. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not. What that's saying is that when Jesus was there on the cross, he was somebody that people would look away from. You'd go, ooh, that is not a pretty picture. A lot of us don't really think about this because it's kind of rated R, but Jesus was almost certainly crucified naked. Naked, hanging there, ashamed, paying the penalty for sin that he didn't commit, dying a death that he didn't deserve to die, but he was one from whom men hide their faces. He was ashamed. He took our shame onto himself. It says this in the next verse, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and by his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Here's what it means to be a Christian. It means that the guilt from your sins, from the ways you fell short, it means that the shame from the ways that you have not been who you were made to be, the guilt and the shame that you feel, that I feel, that we feel, when we become followers of Jesus, that guilt and that shame is transferred to him. And even though he was blameless, and even though he was beautiful and holy and righteous in God's sight, on the cross, the reason Jesus died was to transfer all of our sin and guilt and shame onto him so that all of his righteousness and beauty and wholeness could be transferred to us. You can't medicate your way into forgiveness from your guilt and your shame. You can't get yourself clean enough, but Jesus can do it. What it means to be a Christian is that you have a way to deal with your guilt and your shame. Have a great day.